Time for business with Madison Reedy.
Thank you, Corin. Ata Marie, good morning. Coming up in today's program, earnings season gets underway, anti-money laundering laws to be assessed, and I'll bring you the latest from the money markets. Three of New Zealand's biggest companies will be reporting their first half results this week, including Spark, Fletcher Building and Auckland Airport. The Managing Director of Salt Funds Management, Matthew Goodson, says there will be plenty of information for the market to digest.
Spark, I think, very much expectations are for steady as she goes. Fletcher Building, cyclical stocks generally have seen their share prices pick up quite strongly on the back of a housing market bottoming, both here and in Australia. However, the period that they will be reporting for may have still been quite difficult. In addition, their Australian business has struggled for some years. Our expectation would be that that may continue to be the case, but you know, any signs of a turnaround there will be looked for quite eagerly. The final one, Auckland Airport, you can certainly see from the monthly visitor data that it has been a fairly weak period for both passengers and for cargo. Would expect that to be reflected in their numbers.
Matthew Goodson says the impact of the coronavirus won't feature in Auckland Airport's first half result, but the market will be interested to hear about what impact it's having on passenger numbers and duty-free sales. New Zealand's anti-money laundering and terrorism financing laws are set to go under the microscope. A team of assessors from the Global Financial Action Task Force arrives at the end of this month. As Emma Hatton reports, the visit may lead to further changes in our regime.
It's a decade since the task force ran the rule over New Zealand's anti-money laundering and terrorism financing regime. But since then, a complete monitoring system and laws have been put in place, covering banks and finance companies through to casinos, real estate agents and accountants. Responsibility for detecting money laundering, the movement of the proceeds of crime and possible shifting of money overseas for illegal or terrorist uses is split between various agencies, including police, the Reserve Bank, Financial Markets Authority, and the Department of Internal Affairs. They've already made submissions to the task force, but the government's already prepared for the need to improve the regime. A cabinet paper released last December by Justice Minister Andrew Little warned the task force may criticise parts of New Zealand's system, although those details were kept secret. But the minister signalled that he wants to develop a 10-year plan to improve coordination between authorities. This is Emma Hatton.
Companies that are slow or resistant to change on climate issues are already feeling a backlash from investment companies. A British fund manager says the winds of change are blowing through energy and mining companies and others with big carbon footprints. Alex Cook from the London-based Bankers Investment Trust, which is traded on the New Zealand Stock Exchange, says his company, like other investors, are trying to bring change.
We're actively divesting from assets like coal that we don't see a dynamic future for, and the ones, the oil companies, we're challenging them to allocate their capital in a responsible way for the future. So if they're not doing that, yes, we're selling these assets. A lot of them are wanting to change, and so we're working with them, engaging with them to drive that different direction in their business.
That's Alex Cook of Bankers Investment Trust. Turning to the markets now, Wall Street was largely flat. The Dow Jones average ended the week down just 0.1%. The other indices closed up slightly. The S&P 500 up 0.2%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ 0.3% higher. Our own top 50 index starts the week at 11,835 after Friday's 46-point fall, just over a third of a percent down. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 64.4 US cents, 95.8 Australian, 49.3 British pence, 0.594 euro, 70.7 yen, 4.50 yuan. Brent crude oil is up almost 2% at $57.32 US dollars a barrel, and gold is up 0.5%, $8 to $1,584 US dollars an ounce. And looking at this week's business agenda, as we've already touched on, the pace of company results picks up this week, with attention sure to be focused on Fletcher Building, Spark and Auckland Airport. But among others reporting this week are Genesis Energy, EBOS, Heartland Bank, property concerns PFI Precinct and Vital Healthcare. KiwiBank is also due out. On the economic side, it's a sprinkle of mainly second-level numbers, tourism and migration numbers, but they're for December, so no coronavirus hint will be there. And business price indices, that's the measure of wholesale inflation. The Real Estate Institute also issues its latest property market report this week. And for the business folk in Christchurch, they can look forward to a speech from the Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr at the end of the week.